Oh dear, Stand with Taylor Swift is now trending on Twitter. I'm going to break down this whole Taylor Swift drama for you coming up in just a second. It took over the internet this weekend. I'll explain. First, Will Smith has something to celebrate. Listen to this.
Aladdin just passed Independence Day as the highest grossing film of my entire career. Shukran. Domo arigato. Damn, what's Russian? Spaciba. Merci beaucoup.
There you go. French for last.
Spiciba. Yeah, that's a good one.
So there you go. Aladdin is officially Will Smith's highest grossing film ever.
Who does that, though? Like, tries to, like, one-up themselves. Oh, did you know my highest grossing movie was? Like, nobody does that. Leonardo DiCaprio, all the A-listers. You never hear them
say
that.
I mean, maybe somebody asked them a question. We don't know.
I think so.
And the movie's still in theaters, so you want to continue to promote it as well.
Sure, that's a good point.
Everybody's watching it. You should probably go watch it. I have seen it, by the way.
Read the Cole's notes.
All right, so let's get to this Taylor Swift drama, okay? Now, many people, including Justin Bieber, are coming to the defense of Justin's manager, Scooter Braun, after Taylor Swift accused him of bullying her. So Taylor Swift's old label sold the rights to Taylor's old music to Scooter in a $300 million deal. And Scooter Braun works with Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, used to work with Kanye West. People know him. And this isn't out of the ordinary in the music industry for the rights to your songs to be sold either. But Taylor Swift went online in this huge blog post, and she said that Scooter owning her music was a worst case scenario for her because he is an incessant manipulative bully. Those are the words she used. So Justin Bieber first, and then a bunch of other people jumped online to defend Scooter Braun, saying that he's always had Taylor's back, that he's a really loyal and trustworthy guy, and just overall like a very good person. And Justin said it seems like Taylor has set things up so that her fans would go and bully Scooter. And there's actually somebody who used to work for Oprah who went as far as to call Taylor Swift a bully as well. Many people are saying Taylor Swift is not telling the truth here. And then on the flip side of things, you've got other celebrities like Halsey, Iggy Azalea, Cara Delevingne, all coming out in support of Taylor Swift. They said that people like Justin Bieber who are defending Scooter have no idea what has gone on behind closed doors and that he is, in fact, a bully and manipulative.
Yeah, I know we were talking earlier about how we were kind of sick of Taylor always playing the victim, but she is a lot of the times the victim, and it's not her fault. I don't think she necessarily wants to be the victim, but yeah, she capitalizes on the fact that she's had, you know, a lot of run-ins with Kanye and maybe Scooter Braun, and her and Katy Perry had a beef and all that sort of stuff. She does what any artist would do. She capitalizes on things that are happening in her real life, things that are in the public eye. And I don't think it's necessarily her fault that she's always a victim.
I don't know if you sound like you're whining like she is. I don't know. I don't know. You don't see this happening with other artists. I will say that. You won't see every other day another artist who people constantly have beef and constantly have issues with.
Yeah, especially for someone who likes to present herself as being so polished and goody two-shoes. And I never did anything wrong. I'm Taylor Swift.
It's tough.
But she's always in the middle of some sort of beef with people.
It's tough. I want to support people. I know how it can be in this industry and in the music industry too. Like when Cara Delevingne said, like, Justin Bieber, you have no idea. I wanted to agree with her and say, you're right. You have no idea what happens behind closed doors.
Right.
Then there's this other little part of me, and I don't know for sure, honestly, obviously none of us do. There's this other little part of me that says no human being is perfect, and that Taylor Swift's flaw is that she plays the victim way too much, that she's constantly putting herself in these situations.
And it's getting old.
And is it? I don't know.
The jig is up.
One thing I know for sure is that the jig is up. This is far from over, actually. I know we'll be talking a lot about this, so we'll see what happens. Because for now, it seems like Hollywood is divided. They're either for Taylor or against her. That's what it looks like.
Yep.